Oasis Audio presents Broken Wings by Shannon Dittamore. Read for you by Cassandra Campbell. For Mom and Dad, who taught me that broken doesn't mean alone. The light has come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. John the Apostle. 1. Perla. Hell is loud. Talons scratch at the stone floor and clack against the pillars circling the chamber as the great hall fills. Hisses and snarls sound all around, but the noise doesn't unsettle the cherub. She's been here before. Carved into the earth, deep against its core, in a realm undetectable by human technology, lies the stronghold of Satan. A massive structure formed out of darkness, molded and hardened into stone, Abaddon sits at the very center of the prince's domain. Perla's velvety black skin goes unnoticed as she slides behind a chunky pillar, pressing against the outer wall. But the cherubic spy isn't deceived by the darkness that surrounds her. This place was created for the prince, given to him by the creator. And while the light of the celestial won't permeate these walls, even here, the father cannot be escaped. Unlike the demonic crowd scratching and biting at one another, this created one experiences peace. Her celestial feet are silent against the icy floor, her wings folded tight against her back. She keeps her white eyes pinched tight. Nothing draws attention like the shards of light piercing the darkness. And darkness is everywhere. Perla slinks from pillar to pillar, feeling the rough rock.